Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Just hoping to reconnect with my son, who's 20 years old now. And we wanted to do something really, really special for his high school graduation 2 years ago. And he's really into anime and manga, and he loves Japanese culture. So I said to him 2 years ago that when you graduate high school, we'll go to Japan. What do you think about going to Japan? He immediately lit up and he's like, oh my God, of course, right? Well, Japan has been closed because of COVID. So here we are 2 years later now, and he's in college, and we finally got to take the trip. And I really wanted it to be a reconnecting trip for us. There are some, in some ways, I don't feel like I really, I don't know my son all that well anymore. You know, now that he's gone to college. He's very particular on when he wants to talk.
I think a lot of parents go through this, honestly, when their kids go off to college.
Yeah, probably so.
There's like a, because again, it's your child, but they are now technically an adult, and they're just trying to find their own way in life and who they are without their parents. So there can be some distance that grows.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I would also say that even before that, our interests have never been similar. And his interests have never been the interests of like his mom either, or his uncle, or what used to be my in-laws. He just is very different than the rest of us, which is really, really, it's great. But it has been very tough, I think, for both of us to connect with each other on certain things. Like, if I'm taking the family out, we're probably going to a soccer game, or we're going to a football game, or we're going to a baseball game. And when we go on vacation, as I've told you guys before, we go to the beach and we're up early and we're an active family, and it's everything Hayden hates. So some years ago, I said to him, look, if you don't want to go on these vacations, you don't have to go, my man. Like, you are miserable on these. I don't want to make you miserable. You do not have to go. So he has chosen not to go. I'm not even offended by it. But I really wanted this trip to be about Hayden, for Hayden, and I wanted him to celebrate everything that he loves, and I was just going along for the ride, right? It was whatever he wanted. I know nothing about anime. I know nothing about manga. I know he knew way more about Japan than I did. Way more. And his Japanese was way better than mine, right? So I'm not even exactly sure how to weave my way through this entire trip. So maybe I'll start from the end. When I dropped him off, and the first text I got from him when I got home was, and he's not a very emotional kid, I love you, Dad. Thank you so much for everything. This was probably the greatest trip I've ever been on, and I'm so glad I got to share it with you. And I wrote back, son, it was the trip of a lifetime. I'm so glad we had this one-on-one all week. I'm so proud of the man you've become. I love you.
You can't ask for more than that.
No.
Well, what I really wanted to say is probably.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I said it probably. I ain't going to mess up the moment, though.
I spent a lot of money on this.
What do you mean probably?
Probably. What does this even compare to?
You're like, I've known you all 20 years of your life. Where else have you been that could even remotely compare to what we just did?
Not even close, bro. Watching my kid in this 10 days And for those of you that have seen the pictures that I've shared over the years, Hayden's not a big smiler. Hayden will go along, mm-hmm. right? And he generally is like right here, not too high, not too low. And seeing him smile as much as he did on this trip, I mean, we're talking like ear-to-ear mugs, man. I mean, as soon as we got off the plane and took the picture in front of the Welcome to Tokyo sign, and I saw the picture, and I'm like, I even asked him, I'm like, dude, were you mugging it up for the camera there? Because I don't really not see that. And he was like that the entire trip.
You could tell. You could really, yeah, you could feel his excitement and his joy through every single picture you posted while you all were in Tokyo.
He was so in his element. And you guys, as a parent, I want to pass this on to you. And this advice was given to me so long ago, and it sounded like a cliche, but I get it. I totally get it now. I think that I became a better parent when the day that I realized that I got to meet my kids where they are. Mm-hmm. And for this 10 days, I met Hayden where he was. I'd say if I was going to break this down into like a pie chart, Hayden talked 75% of the time and I talked 25% of the time. And 25% for me was asking him questions about the things that he was really into. He was like, there were two things I didn't understand what were coming out of his mouth, his Japanese and his language of anime. I didn't understand any of it. But when you see your kids in their element, no matter how old they were, shoot, I remember years ago taking them to, what was the name of that band back in like 15 years ago that was so popular with all the other colors? They were wearing the colors.
The Wiggles.
When I used to take them to the Wiggles, which I absolutely hated, I wouldn't watch the Wiggles. I would watch my kid mm-hmm. watching the Wiggles, and they were so happy. It was the 20-year-old version of that, right? He is walking around neighborhoods that he plays virtually in his video games, which was such a high for him. He knew where everything was. He knew exactly what streets to take, what different restaurants were where, because he's been in the video game, and now he's like living this out in real life. But the joy that I saw in his face every single time, and the conversations that we had, because there were some, I had a little bit of an agenda. There were a couple of conversations I wanted to have with him. And we had those conversations, and one of them was, you know, his mom and I show love very, very, very differently, right? And we always have. Not, I'm not saying one is better than the other, but Stacy is super nurturing. And she really likes to make sure that Hayden is comfortable and make sure that he's walking through life happy, successful, but also does a lot of things for him, right? So I think that he feels much more nurtured and much more comfortable around her. And my take is a little bit different. Like, I love Hayden, and my way of showing love is trying to make sure that he is a capable human being also. So I take a little bit more of a step back, and I allow him to do things for himself, make mistakes for himself. And I didn't want him all these years to interpret that I didn't care. I really wanted him to know that I love him with all of my heart, but my way of showing that love isn't necessarily like telling him everything's going to be great or doing those things for him or making the phone calls for him. I want him to do those things for himself. And I wanted him to make sure that that didn't mean that I was an absent parent. Mm-hmm. Those were calculated, and I'm doing those to try to set him up through life. And he really understood that.
Good, because one's a hands-on approach and one's a hands-off approach, and they can both be beneficial.
And it worked great. When we were all in the house together, we could balance each other out. But once we got divorced, it gets a little heavy on one side and the other, right? Mm-hmm. And honestly, as a divorced parent also, I think there is, if I'm being totally honest, like, I never wanted him to feel like, oh, I'd rather be over at mom's place a whole bunch more because it's so much more comfortable over there. I'm getting things done for me. So I started to do things for him at my house too, right? And yeah, I just didn't want him to feel like, oh God, it's going to be a little bit more work when I'm with dad. So I shared that with him also. And also, I was so proud of the way that he handled his anxiety this week. Here we are in a different country, and Hayden is very, very structured. He likes his life a certain way. He gets up in the morning. He does what he does in the morning. He goes to class. He comes home. He plays the same video games. He plays. He talks to the same friends. He just suffers from some anxiety. So here he was all week long in a completely new environment outside of the ones he's been in his video games, struggling through his anxiety and trying to not get worked up about all these new situations. And in the beginning of the week, he was really wound super, super tight. And I had some conversations with him about his anxiety and how to breathe through it, to handle it better, to not feel like the whole world is coming down on you. And it's not, there's nothing wrong with you, dude. This is just the way you're built. These are your circuits, man. And this is the way that you can help yourself probably through these situations that just feel so anxious for you. And he started to do it towards the end of the week. And I could really see a tweak in him over the course of the 10 weeks of him being, or 10 days, very much more comfortable and expecting and accepting the uncomfortable as comfortable. So it was just I could go on and on and on about this trip. It was absolutely the trip of a lifetime. I certainly had some thoughts on this trip and I had to get them out of my head really, really quickly because you can't live in the past. But man, this would have been a really great trip for me and my dad also. Mm. And he just didn't have the tools to put together something like this. And your time with your kids, I want to stress this, doesn't have to be as ambitious as going to Japan for 10 days, man. It certainly doesn't. Meeting them where they are and doing whatever you need to do on the smallest scale will go so far. And I learned that lesson more than anything else, I think, this week. It was a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, I think being present is just so key, no matter where that location happens to be. But you could tell through all of your posts that aside from being able to see like a cool new country, the bonding that you and he did was really inspiring.
I got the tightest, biggest hug that I got from him, perhaps in my life, when he got out of that car on Friday. It was everything that I thought it would be.
Good.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.